Good morning. This is Sunday, the 10th day of November, 2019. We've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit of God. Now we return to the sacred silence and wait, because Jesus said He would come every Sunday and give us something He wants us to think about. And so we say to Jesus, we're ready whenever you are. We're being still and listening to what you will tell us this day.
I am with you. I love you. I wrap my arm around your shoulder and draw you near to me. And laughing, we go down a path together, drawing closer and closer to each other with every step we take. This journey is ours together, for we are one. I left this information with those whom I loved before I returned to the heavenly kingdom, because it is one of the most important lessons you can ever learn. One, we are all connected as one. That is why when you are joyful, I feel your joy. When you are sad, I feel your sadness. When you are lifted up in the air to dance, I dance. And when you are prompted to sing, I sing with you. We are one. For the purpose of a lesson, let us imagine that you have been invited to a social event which includes dancing with a partner on a grand ballroom floor. And you are eager to attend this event because it's a great celebration, but you do not know how to dance socially. You consider yourself a good dancer behind the closed doors in your bedroom when the music is playing and no one is watching. You dance alone. But in a social setting, you are not sure that you can make it across the floor without tripping yourself or your partner, without looking too stiff or too loose. And so there comes a plan to find a dance teacher who will show you the moves, teach you the steps, and you do. And in the arms of the teacher, you learn the steps. You learn the movement. You learn to glide across the floor without tripping or stumbling. And with practice, you gain more confidence. And soon you are ready for the great event. So skilled in your steps and your movement, you will be able to step out onto the dance floor and guide another safely to the other side of the room. to show the way through what you were willing to learn, through what you were willing to practice. And when it is time for the event and the music plays, you rise up, extend your hand, and you and your partner move on to the floor, moving this way and that, no stumbling or slipping, gliding as if you were flying over the ballroom floor. Confidence came from being willing to listen and learn and practice. This applies to your everyday life. You can choose to move through a day randomly, no intention, no plan. And when you choose this random path, you can be pushed and pulled this way and that, depending on what's happening around you. Ah. But you also have another choice. You can move into the day with purpose, with intention. Preparing for a great event. Asking for the hand of God to guide you as you move through the day. Listening to what God does say to you and making each movement, each step as it's called. And you practice and practice. This is not random at all. This is seeking the Master, taking the hand of the Master, following each step, gaining confidence all along the way. Today, I encourage you to ask for the hand of God. Accept that which you are given by way of teaching and practice, so that you might be confident as you move through the day.